Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it'll be much colder in Iowa when the first real scene in the 2012 presidential campaign takes place. Of course, the Iowa caucuses take place early next year. But last night was the first debate in Iowa where prospective Iowa voters, got to see the candidates in their own home turf. And, it was not the most highly watched political event of the season, but at least for public radio listeners was a chance to see and hear two folks from Minnesota scratch each other's eyes out. Here's Tim Pawlenty in the Republican debate on Fox News, and then Representative Michelle Bachmann, both Republican politicians. Tim Pawlenty, of course, the former governor of Minnesota, and Representative Michelle Bachmann, a congresswoman from a district in Minnesota. We begin with Tim Pawlenty.
She said she's got a titanium spine. It's not her spine we're worried about. It's her record of results. If that's your view of effective leadership with results, please stop, because you're killing us.
You said the era of small government was over. That sounds a lot more like Barack Obama, if you ask me.
Bachmann versus Pawlenty, just one of the dynamics in the debate last night. And here to talk about it is Terry Holt, a Republican political strategist who served as the national spokesman for the Bush-Cheney 2000 and 2004 campaigns. He joins us from Washington. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Now, I know you're going to say eventually that really the person who everyone was attacking last night was Barack Obama, and there was plenty of that. But describe for us the mission of each individual candidate in the early going here. They have to distinguish themselves, and by doing so, they have to attack each other.
That's right. It's difficult, especially early in this campaign season, because people just don't know these candidates yet. They're looking for any opportunity they can to shine a little brighter than the rest of the field. And in many ways, this debate and this straw poll coming this weekend in Iowa is the opening act of the 2012 presidential campaign.
Terry Holt, Mitt Romney's front runnership was a little bit on the line last night. How did he do?
He did fine. I mean, he really didn't have to do anything but not fall over himself. And earlier in the day, he made some statements talking about corporations being people, too. So in many ways, Romney's main goal was just not to make any big mistakes and to maintain his position. His race isn't really Iowa so much as it is keeping a firm handle on New Hampshire. That's his opening act of the presidential campaign. I think he did a fine job of doing that last night.
Terry Holt is a Republican political strategist. He was the national spokesman for the Bush-Cheney 2000 and 2004 campaigns. What did you make of Pawlenty versus Bachmann last night? It was entertaining in a sense, and the contrast between these two politicians in Minnesota couldn't be greater.
Well, for the uninitiated observer, it must seem a little strange that two Minnesota politicians have all of their eggs in the basket of having to win Iowa in order to advance in the presidential contest. But that's the way that both of these candidates are approaching this race. They will be well-funded if they can get an early start and impress people early in the campaigns. And I feel like they both tried but ultimately failed to lock up the Iowa vote so early in this race.
What do you make of some of the new candidates that have come in? I mean, you've got Rick Santorum, who I believe this is the second appearance in a debate, and Governor Huntsman of Utah. This was his first debate, at least that I can recall. What do you make of those two candidates?
Well, none of the other candidates had quite so much at stake. With Bachmann and Pawlenty, what you had is, you know, two people from a near state, folks that lay claim to Iowa being sort of their second home state. With Santorum and Kane and others, these are folks that are really have a low expectation for how they come out of Iowa and will rely on just advancing by overperforming people's expectations. You know, it's been a long, hot summer here in Washington, and it's been a very difficult time in the U.S. with the debt ceiling story and everything. In many ways, this presidential campaign is a welcome distraction, a bit of political theater rather than the stark news that we've heard recently.
Interesting. I think I'd have to agree with you on that. You just said a moment ago, Santorum, Kane, and others. Is that where this fellow falls in the others?
Well, it's too early to say, but, you know, over the last several presidential campaigns, we've had times in the campaign cycle where we've had a very large number of candidates. It's almost impossible to break out of that group unless something really dramatic happens, and so far that hasn't been the case for any of these other candidates.
Does Governor Huntsman have a chance? Let's listen to him.
We didn't just cut them. We cut them historically. We created the most business-friendly environment in the entire country. We were the best-managed state in the country.
What do you think, Terry Holt?
Well, he reminds me of a candidate you might pick out of central casting. But the real and compelling reason for his candidacy still isn't clear to many people. And for me, it's difficult to see how he overcomes having been in the Obama administration with so much anger and so much partisanship in the presidential process. It seems to me difficult to believe that a person who worked for Barack Obama could gain the Republican nomination. But I've been wrong before. We'll see, right?
How about Santorum? He's got the conservative credentials on both sides, both pre-Tea Party and post-Tea Party. What do you think before we go?
It's too early to say, but, you know, we're going to have good fun watching this over the next few months, and hopefully we'll get to do this again, and my opinion won't be that much different when we do.
An inconclusive result, but a very entertaining distraction from everything that's been going on in Washington. Terry Holt was watching. He's a Republican political strategist, served as the national spokesman for the Bush-Cheney 2000 and 2004 campaigns on the GOP debate in Iowa last night. Terry, thanks so much.
Thank you.